Yud Alef Shvat, Sunday the 16th of January, Dayan Yom Tov Sanger Shlita, more halachic shailas. This week's shiurim have been sponsored by Ilan Nishmas, Rabbi Yeshaya ben Rabbi David Chaim Goldberg, Zecher Levracha.
Ma'ase shehaya with an elderly gentleman who needed help, and he had a Filipini who used to help him, as it's quite common in Eretz Yisrael for sure. The Ma'ase, this Filipino was half liver fella. He was half liver fella. He knew everything which this elderly gentleman needed. Hakul bakul mikul kul. So much so that the son of this elderly gentleman always heard from his father, "Der Filipini mamish, he brings me my tefillin, I need to wash, he brings me to wash, everything." The father was all there. Vayayoyim, the son says to the father, "I think it's time that you should know there's a school of Arichas Yoyim to write a tzavor." So the father says, Azoishteit, it's a segula. So the father says, "Okay, I will prepare what I want to write. In a week's time, bring me two edim that I should be able to have them sign a tzavor." In a week's time, the son came with two edim. The father had written out a tzavor, had the edim sign, he knew what he was talking about, he was be'deyat tzlula, and lemaisa, he put it in an envelope, gave it to his son. La'acha me'ev esrim shono, you open it up, but till then don't open it. It's a milig yisrael, one doesn't look at the tzavor, b'chaim chiyusay. When the father was nifta, the son opened it. V'shom kosu leimer, all my nechosim, in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Loretz, in this bank account, everything to the Filipini. Hakoras hatoiv. For everything he did for me. The son was mamish, shattered is not the word, I mean. Okay, the Filipini, but still, he came to him every single week. He came, it's not the son who appeared once every few years to visit his father. So the question was, the Yorshim, the son wasn't the only Yorish, the son and the other Yorshim had a suffix. Whether they are mechuyev to be mekayim the tzavor, which is mamish fakert v'adin mefurash in the Torah lo isachonim, one is not allowed to give a matona to a goy. Furthermore, one is not allowed to be ma'avir yerusha meyoshav. How does it go? It could be there's another problem. He gave a zavam a brocha to the goy. Maybe there's an issa to write to give a brocha to a goy. Chveis nisht. Lemaise, does it clear? There's a pasuk in Parshas Va'eschanan, "Unesona ma she'malikecho lefonecho v'yikisom hacha ve'im tachrim oisom loisicho is lohem bris v'loisechonim." Dashim's Rabbi Yehuda in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof loisechonim includes three separate isurim. Loisechonim means loititen lehem chaniyo bekarka. You mustn't sell them any karka. Dovor acher loisitnim lehem chain. You mustn't praise them. You mustn't say, "Oh, this is a good goy." And the third thing, you mustn't give them matnas chinam. Three separate isurim lav deraisa. No, is the question is, that was the shaila which the Yorshim had, or more so, the Yorshim wanted a psak that this kol tzavua is bottom eiko, is negedin Torah. Let's think about the question bichlal of loisachonim. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof asks a kasha. He says, it's true that the Pasuk speaks about the Shiva Amamin. That's what the Pasuk speaks about. But says Tosfos, this is clear, it's not only Shiva Amamin, it's all Goyim. The question is this love of Loisechonim only by Oyved Avodah Zarah, or also by a Goy who is not Oyved Avodah Zarah? I can't vouch, I always knew Filipinim are not Oyved Avodah Zarah, but someone told me he has seen a Filipini with a Pesapsar. But Roy Filipini, which I know in Eretz Yisrael, they're not Eved Avodah Zarah. And to put it in the mind of Kimenei, if they're not Eved Avodah Zarah, maybe this is not Nichlal in this love. Lemay said the Bis Yosef brings down in Simon, in Choshe Mishpat, Simon Reish Memtes, that this Issa, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah says, Osa Litin Matnas Chinam Lo Eved Avodah Zarah, Avol muter liten leger toisho sharem etzuv elach yoisoi. Says the Bes Yosef, the issa to give lo oived avodah zarah doesn't mean to say that someone who is a goy who is not oived avodah zarah, for example Yishmaeli, it is muter to give. That's not pshat. It comes to say la'afuke to a ger toishov who was mekabel sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, you're allowed to give. But to a goy, even if he's not oived avodah zarah, it's also to give him atona. And azoi pasen deshach in hilchas avodah zarah in Yeredeya, it's also to give him atona to all goyim, not only who is oived avodah zarah, even who is not oived avodah zarah, which makes our problem more difficult, because more difficult or easier, whichever way you look at it, because the ma'aser is Filipino, is a goy, that's for sure, even if he's not oived avodah zarah. I have a kasha. A pella dike kasha, the biggest pella is, I look to see someone should ask it. We learned the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof, there are three separate Isurim included in Risachoni. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. One is Chaniya Bekarka, one is Loisim Tzobechein, and another one is not to give them Matona. Rashi ala Parsha, in Parshas Vayeschanan, says, Loisachonim, the Loshna of Rashi, Loisiten Lohem Chein, that's the first pshat. Dovor acher, loisiten lahem chanoyo be'eretz. You must not let them live in Eretz Yisrael or sell them karka. For some reason, Rashi does not bring this third issa, but there's an issa to give a matona to a goy. The Gemara itself brings it. Elim came. Perhaps we can answer. Rashi doesn't like, as a parishan and a posuk, to go into a machlokes. If we can find a machloikas, somebody who argues on Rabbi Yehuda, no. So why Rashi didn't bring this issa, I understand. He doesn't want to go into the machloikas. There is a makoyer that perhaps somebody argues with Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara in Eruv in Daf Samach Daled brings an interesting maisa. Maisa de Rabbi Gamliel shoyoroichev al hachamoyer. Vohoyo mahalech me'akel ikziv. Rabbi Gamliel was on a hachamoyer going from one place to the other. V'hoyo Rabbi Loi mehalech acharov. His Talmud Rabbi Loi went after him. Motzo gluskin baderech. They saw a bread, a cake on the way. Omar Loi, Rabbi Gamliel told his Talmud Rabbi Loi, Iloi, tul gluskin min aderech. Pick up this bread from the road. Look, the Rabbi zogt. He picked it up. Motzo nochi echot. While they were continuing on the way, they found a goy. Omar Loi, Rabban Gamliel said to the goy, and he called him by his first name, Mavgoi. He says, Mavgoi, tul gluskin halolu meiloi, take this bread from my Talmid Eloi. He called the goy by his name, and he said, take this bread from Eloi. And Rabbi Loi gave it to him. Rabbi Loi went to this goy, and asked him, tell me, where do you come from? He says, I come from this place. Have you ever met Rabban Gamliel? Never seen him in my life. And yet Rabbi Gamliel knew that this goy was called Mavgoi. Says the Gemara, Be'oiso shor lomadnu shekivin Rabbi Gamliel beruach HaKodesh. How did he know this? Ruach HaKodesh. Ushloisho dvorim lomadnu bo'iso shor. And we learn three halachas from this maisa. This is a loshna Gemara. Lomadnu shein mavirin alo eichlin. Why did Rabbi Gamliel tell Rabbi Loi to pick it up? Because ein mavirin alo eichlin. Second of all, lomadnu shohulchin acharei roiv oivrei drochim. Why did Rabbi Gamliel not allow Rabbi Loi to pick it up and eat it? He said, pick it up. He didn't say eat it. Why didn't he say he can eat it? Explains Rashi, since pashtas roiv people never goyim, and it's pasakum, and pasakum you can't eat. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Loi to pick it up. If he found the bread on the street, and roiv people who live there are goyim, therefore it's pashtas pasakum. And the third thing, v'lomadnu, this was after Pesach, shechem tzoy shel nochi achar ha-Pesach mute b'hano. The Maaseh, he gave it to this goy. You're not allowed to have hano. The goy is makir toive to you. How can you have hano? Even though it's a chometz of a goy shevala ha-Pesach, but the Maaseh, it's mute b'hano. That's three halochas, as the Gemara says. Fek toisves, I don't understand. Three kashas. Why did Rabban Gamliel tell Rabbi Loi to give this bread to this goy? Where is the issa of lo isachonim? How was he allowed to give a present to a goy? As if like Toisves. Says Toisves, maybe Rabban Gamliel doesn't hold of this drosha that you're not allowed to give a matona to a goy. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds like this, and Rabban Gamliel is a chatana. Rabban Gamliel argues with that. According to this teretz of Toisves, I can understand why Rashi didn't want to bring this shita that Lo Yisachonim includes an issa of giving a manator to a goy, because in Ochanam Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara Mavo Yisorod Achof says that's included in the issa, but Toisves says that Rabbi Gamliel argues as a lechura. Later on, I found there is a perish called Sefer Hazikoron of some about 500 years ago. The Sefer was printed. It's now printed as a Sefer with 11 Meforshim on Rashi. There's a Sefer Hazikoron. The Sefer was printed 500 years ago. He asks the Kashi on Rashi and he answers this Teretz. He answers this Teretz. As Ken Zayin, the reason why Rashi didn't bring it was because Rabbi Gamliel argues. Toisves says a gewaltige Chiddushta. He says, you know, Lamaisa, the reason why Rabbi Gamliel gave this present, maybe he argues. Fregt Rabbi Kiva Eiger, there, in the Gemara in Eiruvin, I don't understand. If that is true, that Rabbi Gamliel holds you're allowed to give a matona to a goy, why did the Gemara say we have three chidushi lahalocha from this maisa of Rabbi Gamliel with Rabbi Eloi? Lechura, we have four halochas. Not just the first three, another halocha that you're allowed to give a matona to a goy. As if Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eiger, why does Toisves not bring? What do you say? It's a machloikes. On the contrary, the third din which Rabbi Gamliel, which the Gemara says, that you're allowed to have an or from chometz of a goy shovel over Pesach, that itself is also machloikes. And yet the Gemara brings this as one of the three chidushim which we learn from this Meiser. And if so, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, this halacha which Rabbi Gamliel was machadish, you can give a matona to a goy, he holds like that. If he differs, he argues with Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara should have brought it. As I freaked Rabbi Kiva Eiger. And furthermore, he says that which Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, that which Tosfos says, that Rabbi Gamliel argues with Rabbi Yehuda, is a bissel adrichik. Is was he out of shot? Why did Rabbi Gamliel give it? He says, I think the answer is different. Since Rabbi Gamliel saw this whole maaser was ruach hakodesh, he knew this person was called mavgoy. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, he wants to offer this suggestion. It could be that Rabbi Gamliel knew that this bread belonged to his mavgoy. If as a rachingat ruach hakodesh to know what the name of the goy was, he could also know that this bread belonged to the goy. So therefore, he's not giving a matoni. It belongs to the goy. As even Rabbi Kiva Eiger for emphron, he wants to answer the question and. Lechur, according to that, to differ with what Tosfos says, that Rabbi Gamliel argues on the whole inyan that there is a heter to give a matana to a goy. Pardon? It's a question of shuvas aveda, or saying this is yours. I'm not being meishiv. This is not an amah. There's no. You say there's an issa with Ken Zayin. Kiddush Hashem is muter. The shteitach. Yeah. The shteitach. We're talking about Kiddush Hashem is muter. The oiv sameach is medayek from the Rambam. That the Isser of Loisachonim is only by something which belongs to me. If I give a goy something which is Hefka, which Yid has not been Zoycha yet, there's no Isser of Loisachonim. And he says, I'm a Furash Yerushalmi. And this Yerushalmi is mamash, is a Diak Niflo. One can sometimes see, it's very important, one sometimes sees a Maisa here, and a Maisa there. Oh, I've seen the Maisa there already, I don't need to learn it properly. The Yerushalmi says the same story of Rabbi Gamliel with Rabbi Loi and this goy, but a little different. A little different in Dafkamina Ladina. The Yerushalmi in Psochim. The Yerushalmi there in Eruvin, and there's a Tesefta in Psochim, bring this Maisa as well. The Maisa says as follows. When Rabbi Gamliel was on the way and he saw this gluskin, saw this bread, he didn't tell Rabbi Loi to pick it up. Who was the famous Eved of Rabbi Gamliel? Tevi Avdoi. Says the Yerushalmi, he asked Tevi Avdoi to pick it up. Answer what? We know an Eved hasn't got a yad liskois. Mashe kono Eved, kono Rabbi. So automatically, when the Eved picks it up, it belongs to Rabbi Gamliel, with one condition. That Rabbi Gamliel, when he picked it up, has kavod to bezoicha. If Rabbi Gamliel told his Eved, pick it up, but Rabbi Gamliel in his mind had kavona, I don't want to be zoicha in this gluskin, says the Ayos Ameach, he's not zoicha in the gluskin, because it wasn't his. And if so, that's what the Yerushalmi says. And says Rabbi the Osameach, and therefore this gluskin remained Hefka. Rabbi Gamliel was never Zoicha. And since Rabbi Gamliel gave this as a present to Mavgoi, to the Goy, is Mochach that you're allowed to give something which is Hefka to a Goy, even though he is benefiting, but I'm not giving mine. That's the Chichocha of Doreh Sameach. And he says in Eruvin, the Gemara, which says there that Rabbi Loi picked up the gluskin, is the Maaseh, since Rabbi Gamliel, since Rabbi Loi picked up the gluskin. So Jesus asks, what's the hat to give him a tona? But according to the Girsen Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Loi didn't pick it up, but Tevi Avdi picked it up, Yad Evet Ki Yad Rabo, and Rabbi Gamliel was a Mechav and not to be Zoyche. So therefore, it was a Mamash Hefke. Mamash Hefke. Another Ha'ore, if a Yid wants to give a matona to a Goy, which is also, b'moklim, where there is a Tri'eles for the Yid, it's Mutter. The famous Gemara in Gittin Hamadches, Brochas Mem Zayin, that Rabbi Eleza Shicher Avdoi, because he needed a minion. He needed a minion. There were 9 people, and Rabbi Eleza had an Evet, Rabbi Eleza Shicher Avdoi, a Tzorch Mitzvah minion. Is the Rishonim ask there in Gittin, the Ramban asks, how is he Oyvet Isar Loisachonim, Loilom Bem Tavoidu, Loisachonim, how can he do such a thing? Says the Ran, Beshem the Rajbo, since he was Meshacher the Evet for his own Tzorch, I need a minion. I'm giving him a present because I want to give him a present. I'm giving him a present because I want him to become the mitzvah, the kaddish, and shemaim, the rabim, to have a minion. If I'm doing it for myself, I'm allowed to. On aziz takad alocha, one is allowed to go and give a present to a goy if it is in my interest. I'm doing it for myself. If I'm doing it for myself.
Does he know to say omein?
Pardon?
Does he even know to say omein?
What? He's an Tevi Avdoi? Tevi Avdoi? Tevi Avdoi of Mir and Dir Gazok Tzaman, we should be like Tevi Avdoi. You never heard Tevi Avdoi? The Gemara in Sukkah of Zayin. Tevi Avdoi! Tevi the Eved of Rabbi Gamliel. All the he was in every single Zitzung with Allah Tanoim, he was there. Allah Zarayin Gechat. He was Eved Kanani, but the Rabbi Gamliel is Omei. You can't learn a lesson from Mir, believe me. I don't know about you. The Ksav Soifa. In Shuvas, in Rechaim Simen Samech Aleph says, I'll show you Mufurash Halacha in Shulchan Aruch this Yisod. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Shabbos, what happens if I've got a kli which is not toivled? The kli is not toivled. There's a machloikis if you can toivle a kli on Shabbos, if it's mesakin or not. The Shulchan Aruch gives an eitza. Yirei Shemayim Yitnoi Bematono Le'ene Yehudi B'Shabbos. Give this kli, which is not toivled, which you need on Shabbos, to a goy as a matona. The yachzer v'yisholenu, and on afterwards go and borrow it from him. Why? If you borrow a kli which belongs to a goy, you don't need tefillah. A kli of the yid needs tefillah, not of a goy. Ayla ma'isa, if you give a present to a goy, there's an issa of loisachonim. Let's put aside the issa of giving a matona on Shabbos, which is also an issa. Aber dos shetim ogen avroam shin vos sivkot mitesvov, if it's the tzurich, Shabbos it's muta, if it's my tzurich, it's muta. But la ma'isa, here there's a issa of the reis, loisachonim. Zog dik saf soife, the whole reason I'm giving to the goy is I should be able to have a kli. Mamesh, this yesod, which state in Rashbo, which the Ram brings in Rashbo, it's muta, there's no problem at all. Lemaise, we paskin that if there is any hano for the yid by giving a matona to a goy, it's muta. The shuchanor paskins in Yeradeh, Simen Kufnu, Nalef, Sif Yud Alef, Oser liten matnas chinon loivet kirchovim she'einoi makiroi. Says the Taz, what does it mean she'einoi makiroi? The im makiroi, if he knows you, muta liten a matona. Do le have alayu she'e matona? That's not called a matona elo mechira. I get something in compensation for what I give him. Shehari yeshalim gimuloi loy. If I give him a present, he'll give me something back. Or, alternatively, says the Taz, shekvar shilim loy. He already gave him something. If he already gave me in advance. And as I hilchi in choyshimish with hilchas matona. Akum she'ele ger toishav osu litin amatono, eloim keinu makiroi. Or yim yesh bebedova mishum dar kisholim. Al koponim lahalocha to give a goy, either which I'm going to get compensation, or which I have already had from him, I'm allowed to. We have to see if this is applicable in our instance, where we're talking here about that the Nesinas Hamatona to the Filippini was after the Yid was Nifta. He can't get any compensation anymore. But state here also, after you've received this, Begeder Mechira, he gave me service and I'm paying him back. Lamaylaf Kmina paying him wages, or if I pay him, a matona. But this Chilish state in Taz, even afterwards. Let's go weiter. Is it mutter to give a broche to a goy? Is it mutter to daven for a goy? Maybe that's also included in the love of Loisachonim. There's a Morgan Avraham in Hilches, Birkas Hamozen, Simen Kuf Peites. If a goy is sitting at a table, it's applicable. There are people who have a goiter who sits at the table, also helping. And when one wants the bench, says the Magen Avraham, kishyesh, if there's a goyer in the house, the minig is to say, kulonu yachad b'nei bris. Kulonu yachad, when we say the brocha, kulonu yachad b'nei bris, not to include kulonu yachad b'nei v'shleimo. Why? Because the goyim is not b'nei bris, I don't want to include him. The Taz in Yeredeya says it's not correct to say such an expression. Why? He says, since he says kulonu yachad, is everyone's included. He should say preferably b'nei bris kulonu yachad. And the reason is because it's also to give a brocha to a goy mishum loy sechonim. As I state in Taz, in Yerodein, it's true the Mishtabura doesn't bring it down, but the Berheite brings it down. According to that, stam to daven for a goy, daven letoivas a goy, l'chur ez l'isachone, l'chur ez a'isachon l'isachone. But the Ashtik Lapela is the Mishtabur in Hilchas Eruvin in Shin Bem Zayin brings down Derech Eretz Loimar Lo'odom Sho'isek Bimelocho Titzlach Melachtecho. Derech Eretz to say Titzlach, give him a broche. Zog the Mishtabur Va'afilu Le'akum. Even to a goy. The question is, what's the hetter? Elim, can we say, like Rashi says in Gittim, Mishum Darkei Sholem, it's Mutter. Let's go back over to our first shayla. We're talking now about a shayla. A yid gave a matona to a goy, and he didn't give stam a matona. He gave a big matona to a goy. He gave the amount he gave to a goy. That's not a normal matona, which one gives for whatever services he gave, whatever he got. The ma'isa person sometimes gives a matona to somebody else. He should give me something back. He gives a matona to the goy. He's got people have got workers. We say lo yisachonim. You give him a present and then he'll be a better worker. Okay, but there's a limit. I want him to be a better worker. I don't give him £1 million. I might give him something. The question is, what's the getter? And here, furthermore, since Lamaisa, the person who gave the matona, he was nifta and he's not going to benefit more, so efshe the problem. The Taz says that the heter of makiro is because when he gives him, is not a getter of matona, it's a getter of mechira. He's paying him back what he gained from him. So maybe it's an instance, it's mutter.
But the Yerusha is not after the
Misa.
So is it
Chal? Oh, so we have to know if he gave it, Chaloy Sakinian was, but there are clearly, if you write it, Tzavor.
The Yerusha
is in Shas. I don't want to go into Hilchas Yerusha now, but Lamais, it's very important to know. It's very important to know. It's a Zgula Lari Chasyon to write it, Tzavor. But usually, if one writes it, Tzavor, by a lawyer, Ein loy shum toikef lahalocha. Nothing. A person, la'achame v'esem shono, is not the balabos on his nechosim. Whatever he writes, al pidin toire, is not chal. A person in his lifetime can give whatever he wants away as a present. The derech chalois, the way that the tzavoa can be chal al pidin toire, where he gives over his nechosim in a way which is not al pi, the normal chalukah sirusha to the sons and not to the daughters, etc., is that he makes a kinyan b'shas, the tzavoa, that the chalois should be shor achas koidem misosri, when he is still alive. He says, and if the ma'i said shor koidem misosri, he can make such a thing, but it has to be done with a kinyan. And it has to be written down. The normal thing is, my mind is okay, and I know what I'm doing, and after 120 years, I want this and this should be done. I'll be in Torah, it's acknowledged. There's no such thing. The halacha is only if the chalois is beforehand, and he has to make a kinyan now. He doesn't make a kinyan, it's garnished. Goy shaloya doesn't know anything about it. One has to know, Yerusha has to be held in Torah. We're talking now, this person did it, alpid in Torah. Lemay said he gave such a large matana. That's begedra lo yisachonim. That's a begedra matana which one can give, like a mechira which we have. I heard once from Moire Verebi, Agon Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, he said over the name of Yishver Rabbi Yashiv. That Rabbi Yashiv says the klal, that if a person can give him a matana and receives one back, etc., is not in all instances. What do I mean, not in all instances? Ma'ase shehoyo, there was a woman who was saved in the war. During the whole war, she was in the house of a certain goiter. Certain goyer, that's where it was, Poland, Germany. She was in the house of a goiter. This goiter saved her life. After the war, a long period afterwards, she met up with this goiter. And mama, she owed her life. This goiter, after the war, needed a kidney transplant. a kidney transplant. Oh. And this Jewish woman who was saved by the goiter wanted as a koras hatoiv to give her one of the two kidneys. She saved her. The shayla was asked to a goan, Rabbi Eliashiv Shlita, is she allowed to do? She's giving a present to a goiter. She saved her life. Mama, she saved her life. And not for a minute, not for a day, not for a week, the whole war. The question was, is there a Issa of Loisachonim? According to what we learned from the Taz, one can pay back, it's a tashlum, it's a mechira. So therefore, lechura, I can give her back. Says Rabbi Eliashiv, there's no heter. Why? To give back is something which is dovah hamekubal. Dovah ho'il al adas. You give me £100,000, I'll give you £120,000. I'm not talking about ribis, I'm talking about hakoras atoiv. But to give a kidney is not the normal thing. A person doesn't give a kidney in compensation, repatriation, however one you call it, for a gewaltige toive, even if it's a solas nefoshes. He says that's included in Leisachonim. A psak in Rabbi Yashiv, which I heard from my God, Rabbi Zilberstein, al korponim, if that is the case, all the more so a person who was nifta. Okay, this Filipina looked after him for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, I don't know how long. But to give all his nechosim, al sakora satoiv, is a vadik with a problem loisachonim. If that is a problem loisachonim, now we start off the shir. What's the shaila? I've got over 5 minutes.
Three minutes.
I'll finish off in the middle of a sentence and it's a shame in a year's time. The shaila is, if there is a matona which the nifter wrote at Tzavor, if it's a matona betos, he gave it, and I might say, kamicha. Because the badagim is, if the person who wrote it would have known, by giving it, he is oive kama ve kama isurim, actually the whole king in his bottle. If we say so, that's now we have to ask a question. What's the aloch if a person buys a chayfet, which is a gamvet? It's also to buy from a ganef. So let's say it's a mekach toras, because if I would have known that there's an issa to buy something which is stolen, I wouldn't have bought it. Nicer, nobody says such a thing. Nobody says that the mekach has bottle. So, what's the reason? Why should we not say that the mekach has bottle because he's over an issa if he does such a thing? So lemaisa, there's various shittas about it of a. Let's be mekatze. There's a halacha in Hilchas Yerusha. In Simen Reish Nun Vov in Choshe Mishpot, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shchiv Mera, Shetzivo Loseis Matono La'akum Ein Shoimin Loi, Shezekemi Shetzivo Lave Aveiro Menechosov. Ein Shoimin Loi. Brings the Pisrei Tshuva that the Noi Yehuda is done, and he says, Sinish Poshet. Sinish Poshet, it's not Chal. And he brings the Mishnah Lamelech, which says it's a machloikes of the Rambam and the Ran. Others ask a kasha, lemaise, it's a machloikas. Even if we say that the Yolshim are not mechayev to mechayim the tzavor because there's an Issa, the question is we're not asking the Yolshim now. As we said, the tzavor was written kedas v'kadin, and the kinyan was made. The yid made the kinyan. How did he make a kinyan? Bekinyan oidisa. He says, bekinyan oidisa, actually the goy was avadizricha. Like we find in Shulchan Aruch, Shchiv Mera Shohoidesh Yesh Leploini Etz Loikach Vekach, Afilu Leakum, even if he said to a goy, Lo Yisnim Loi. Now thus, there is the old poskim will say, that's only according to the Rambam, many Achorinim argue, and say, Oidiso is not a Kinyan, only Neamonis, perhaps that's not enough. Furthermore, perhaps this Filipini doesn't even know about this Tzavor. Now if this Filipini doesn't know about this Tzavor, as somebody mentioned before, maybe it's only a shayla of Ashura Saveda. And by a goy, there's no shayla of Ashura Saveda. The Filipino doesn't know about it. There's a loch in Shulchan Aruch. There's a loch in Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpot. Yisrael shoyochayev la'akum. A yid was owed money to a goy. Umeis, im ein akum yoidim izein, echayev lifrei le'orshav. What doesn't, if the goy died, what doesn't have to pay is Yoshim, if they didn't know anything about it. And the big nafkamina is, if the big nafkamina, what happens if a person borrowed money by ribis, and he didn't know there was an Issa? He didn't know there's an Issa, so we will know him. So do we say, so after he knew about it, he wants to ask for the ribis back? So it all depends. If we say this Issa ribis is like a halvor betos, the whole halvor doesn't start, it doesn't finish. And let's be mesachim aloch, lemaisa, this zokin who wrote the shtar tzavor, and was makne in Eretz Yisrael, all is the chosin to the goy, the children don't have to be mekayim the tzavah. Even if the father made the kinyan of Yisrael, even if the children want to tell the goy, you know what? Our father had such a koras atoiv, he gave you so many brachas, and he wants to mekayim this chelik of the tzavah, the ma'i said they're going to cause their father to be oiver and ise the ra'is av lo'isachonim. The children want to al sakora asatov to the goy. If the goy hears about it, I mean, if a father speaks and speaks and speaks, and the goy doesn't hear about it, there's no lesachonim. Lesachonim is only when the goy hears, oh, he's praising me. If the children go and tell the goy, you know, our father praised you, azam aginah. If that's going to cause the father to be oiver lesachonim, is mistaber. It calls him out, the goy doesn't know about it. Doesn't know about the present, doesn't know about the brachas, avada gevista, the father is not over yet. And if the father is not over, is the children aren't allowed to go. As mitzvahs kibud av, it's also for them to be megala, to reveal to the Filipini that there is such a tzavo in his favor. So, eitze teva kamashmalon, ala zonan zayin gesund, not to need the Filipini. If one has a Filipini, it's an ochnama, a mitzvah to give him something that he should help out, b'chayb chiyusoy, or b'yerusha, los mer ibe fadikimda.